Hello, everyone on Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins with day 9, I think, in terms of my audio mowing. I'm trying to keep up, but not doing too well. But I will carry on so doing. I will so do to carry on or something. Anyway, wanted to talk a bit about America today. America. Do you know what? You might not like some of what I'm going to say, America, but I'm going to start by saying that I love America and I've got a little anthem thing to play afterwards. But I want to talk to America about some of the things I've been hearing lately from people on Audio Boom that just seem to have some interesting viewpoints that I think if we're ever going to live in a cohesive and peaceful, harmonious world, we're going to have to try and address, really. So, it's hard to know where to start. And in a way, it's why I'm playing this song. This is Any Other Name by Thomas Newman from the film American Beauty. Read American Beauty. Read the wiki on it. It's a late 90s, early 2000s film, isn't it? About this guy who has a midlife crisis and sort of decides to, you know, pretend to be a teenager and has a mad crush on this girl who's his daughter's best mate. And it's a weird, complicated film. It's supposed to be, I think, about middle-class America and all the complexities around it, but academics can't even agree on what the film's about. It's complicated. And I know that things are complicated in America. They are in any country. But America has brought us so many amazing things, a lot around peace, a lot around humanitarian aid. I've had the honour and the pleasure of going to America four or five times and staying with families every time I've been over there. I went on an exchange, as many of you know, with the Rotary Club to America. And it was an incredible experience. I did see things. I saw divides. I was in Alabama, so I experienced firsthand the prejudices around colour and race. And spoke to people about owning guns and right to bear arms and all this business. I don't know. That was 20 years ago. And I wonder what's changed. You're about to elect, possibly, some crazy man called Donald Trump. And it's scary. It's scary. Let me just read you some notes. I did a quick, if I can find this, where are my notes? There are my notes. Hang on a sec. There we go. I'm going to get my notes to come up. My notes say this. This is something that I gleaned because I'm hearing comments about guns and right to bear arms and that seems to trump, for want of a better word, that seems to trump any other consideration about the amount of people that got killed and this latest tragedy that hit Florida and the Pulse Bar. I'm going to bring that music back in a minute. I don't know. It just seems that we've lost something somewhere along the line. And it's not just America. No, it's not. But this, it was Sassy Cat. I'm not going to lie. You know, she showed her gun and talked about the right to bear arms and all this kind of thing. I think that came from something along the realms of when America probably was divided in terms of, you know, it was just individual states and stuff and the whole thing about people coming in and settling in over there, the settlers and stuff like that. Maybe it came from there to some extent, I don't know, but it just seems at odds now with the way things are in the modern world, or should be. And I don't see that having a gun is going to protect you against terrorists and stuff. And there's just this innate fear. It's amazing. Listen to this. From 2001 to 2013, 406,496 people died by firearms on US soil. In the same period, there were 3,030 people killed in US domestic terrorist acts of terrorism. There are 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, many of whom are Muslim because they happen to be born into Muslim families. The percentage of terrorists who claim to be killing on the name of their God is mimeth, and the vast majority of Muslims would not associate themselves with these people. 1.6 billion Muslims are not out to harm the USA. Yet the imbecilic Trump wants to stop Muslims entering the USA, the same Trump that last week treated Muhammad Ali, is dead at 74, a truly great champion and a wonderful guy. He will be missed by all. If we're going to start investigating all US citizens who claim a religion that has brought in terrorism to the US, then we need to include all Christians. It's double standards, and it will only result in more race division. Is just a bit of information I sort of picked up and related to, really. And we are living in this world of fear. It's becoming crazy. America is about to potentially elect someone called Donald Trump. Go and YouTube, Google some of the things that he said and done. I don't even want to grace my blog with those comments and some of those things. But this whole right to bear arms, the homophobia that seems to exist, it's and this attitude that seems to sometimes prevail, you know, we can just go in the world and do what we want. I don't know. It isn't the America that I know and love. It isn't. And I wonder what's going on. I wonder if it's getting worse. I've heard, there was another Jasmine 07 talking about, you know, we've got to keep Muslims out of our country and comments around gay people and all the rest of it. And it just isn't. Where's the humanity gone? You know, when, if we're talking about God, for example, I mean, you know, God is in so much of, in terms of the Christian God, enshrined so much in America. Where's God's grace? Where's mercy? Where's all the things that God or that Jesus stood for? You know, they don't seem to be prevalent in the psyche so often. It seems to be mixed up with this xenophobic kind of attitude. Oh, they found the Egypt airline, and BBC News just told me, that crashed a few weeks ago. That's good. Yeah, America, love you. I really do, but I don't know. I'm shocked by some of what's coming out at the moment. You know, we've got our own sets of problems. Yeah, of course we have, but this whole thing about the right to bear arms, when you read about how many people have died at the hands of, debating about whether or not there really was that many people killed, and whether it in the Pulse nightclub, and whether that is the biggest mass shooting on American soil. Probably is. I mean, you can't. I don't think 9/11 really counts, because, you know, that was, you know, the destruction of a building. Of course, tragic. But let's face it. I mean, even in my country, even in the UK, we've had idiots on Sky News interviewing a guy who is a journalist and saying that, oh, you know, he said it's the biggest attack in history, if not many, many years, on gay people, and because they were specifically targeted. And even the interviewer here was saying, well, you know, no, it's a humanitarian thing, it's a on humanity in general. And he said, no, can't you admit that this is an absolute travesty? You know, if it was any other, if it was a synagogue, an attack on a synagogue, oh yes, it's terrible, it's a terrible attack on a synagogue. And people just seem so reluctant and to embrace, not even tolerate at this stage, you know, but to embrace our gay brothers and sisters. And when I say brothers and sisters, I mean in the human sense. Where are we going wrong? America, help me, because you're good and you're intelligent and you're bright and you have influenced and dominated the world for good in so many areas that I just don't, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking, maybe I shouldn't be, but maybe I'm looking to you to lead the way. Maybe I'm looking for positive feedback here to, you know, help me. Don't get offended because I'm a bit upset about some of the things you're saying. You know, you're my friends. Many of you are my friends on Audio Boom and beyond. And I don't get what's happening. But in my life, I've come to rely on you to give me good direction and good example. And at the moment, I'm thinking, what's going on? Are you thinking the same? So I'm going to finish. I've said enough for now. But I'm going to finish with God Bless America by, in this case, Celine Dion. She's Canadian though, eh? I think. There's the music. If this don't stir you, I don't know what will. So please see my my comments in context. Bye for now. God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the breast.